ever wonder what mom says to son when son's already been convicted of murder of his former brother-in-law, and now mom's being charged with that same murder? What do those jailhouse phone calls sound like between mom and son? Well, we got it for you. We're talking about the Adelsons, of course. Donna Adelson and Charlie Adelson recorded jail calls between the two, shedding some light on the emotional turmoil within the Adelson family right now, following Charlie's conviction in that high-profile Dan Markle murder case. Charlie Adelson, a wealthy periodontist from Fort Lauderdale, found guilty November 6th of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and solicitation of the 2014 killing of his former brother-in-law, Dan Markle. His mother, Donna Adelson, faced arrest on similar charges a few days after that conviction, sparking intense scrutiny on their family dynamics. The jail calls, totaling more than 35 hours, captured candid conversations between Charlie and his parents as they grappled with the consequences of his conviction and the impending legal proceedings. We do have the audio, but I want to say it's difficult to understand. So I think we're going to talk more about it than anything else. The audio is out there on the internet, so if you want to take a look for it, it's there, but it's difficult to make out. On this one particular...
Let me ask you a question before we continue.
Yeah.
I only feel like I've heard about the mom, the convicted son. I haven't heard about the dad.
He hasn't really had a whole lot of anything in this yet.
Yeah, so I wonder if it's just like, you know what? My wife's fucking crazy. There's nothing I can do. I've kind of stayed out of her business. I didn't know she was doing all of this. Or do you think he's got some charges coming eventually too?
I think they all have charges coming eventually.
Okay.
Wendy, I think they're all going to be locked up by next Christmas, in my opinion. If I were to guess, I think they will all have charges against them at some point in time.
Well, this has taken quite a while. I mean, this was 2014, so this is 8 years. No, yeah. Nine. Excuse me, 9 years. Mm-hmm. Math.
I think investigators are letting them all just kind of continue to throw each other under the bus amongst themselves, and they just wait for the correct information they need to go after these people and make arrests. I think in some cases, maybe not quite enough yet for certain people, so... Just let them talk. Let them do their thing. Let them live their life. And eventually something will slip up and truth will come out. I think it's what the plan was here with Charlie to get Donna. I think it's the same plan to get Wendy. I think that'll happen at some point. And quite possibly Mr. Adelson as well. Donna's husband. I forgot his name already because he hasn't really played much of a role.
Yeah, I don't even know his name.
But he was ready to get on that plane. So I can't believe that he wouldn't have any clue as to what the hell is going on with the Adelson family. On one particular call initiated by Charlie Adelson from the Leon County Detention Facility, it lasted about 25 minutes and was marked by emotional exchanges between Charlie and Donna. During the call, Donna Adelson discussed several significant topics. Number one, the Markle case. Donna openly spoke about the Markle murder case. Reflecting on the family's distress, her statements indicated the gravity of the situation. Given Charlie's recent conviction of the ongoing investigation, text messages from the daughter. She read aloud a text message exchange with her daughter, Wendy Adelson, which occurred hours after the guilty verdicts were announced. Wendy's message expressed her position that she was not responsible for Charlie's situation and focused on caring for her sons during the difficult time. Suicidal thoughts. Donna Adelson made conflicting remarks about her own emotional state, mentioning thoughts of not wanting to see her son and suggesting a joint suicide. She expressed a desire to escape from the situation, raising concerns about her well-being, and then the extradition to Vietnam. She mentioned looking up Vietnam multiple times to determine whether it had an extradition treaty with the U.S., possibly hinting at future plans. The call took place November 7th, the day following Charlie Adelson's conviction and shortly before Donna's arrest. So she was still a free woman at this time. It was marked by moments of tension, vulnerability. Prosecutors revealed that these jail calls over the 35 hours of conversations between Charlie, Donna, and others, played a pivotal role in accelerating Donna Adelson's arrest. The calls forced them to expedite their timetable. Donna Adelson, who had been in solitary confinement and on suicide watch, recently made her first in-person appearance in the Leon County courtroom. During her arraignment, She pled not guilty to the charges related to murder of Dan Markle. Her attorney alleged mistreatment by the jail authorities, but was unsuccessful in obtaining intervention by the court. The Markle case goes back to 2014. Of course, it's garnered a lot of attention over the time for the complexity of this whole thing. Dan Markle was fatally shot in his garage during a legal battle with his ex-wife, Wendy Adelson, who had ties to the Adelson family. Prosecutors have long maintained that Markle's murder was orchestrated to facilitate Wendy Adelson's relocation to Miami. So lots of moving parts in this case. The one person you'd think that would be the main one to be arrested would be Wendy, because it's her husband. But she's the one who, honestly, if we are to look at all this, I don't know that she knew a lot about this. I think there's some amount of knowledge that was there. I don't think she ordered the hit. I don't think she orchestrated the hit. I think she has a crazy family. I think she has a crazy narcissistic mother who wanted her grandkids to be close to grandma. And she would go at any lengths to do so. And I think Charlie is the son that will do anything for mama. And, played a big role in all this. But I think the mastermind behind this is Donna. I think she's even more to blame than Charlie, honestly.
So she was sitting there one day saying, I can't believe I'm losing my grandchildren. They're going to be too far away from me. I need to do something. And she remembers, you know what? My son will do anything for me. So I'm going to call him up. And hopefully, leaving Wendy out of all of this, she's just the mom who, is in a bitter custody battle of sorts. And Wendy has no idea this is going on behind the scenes. Mom's crazy. Her brother's kind of nuts. It's a family. It's a dysfunctional family. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to guess that she knew maybe after the fact of some sort of involvement going on here, but I don't know. I don't know that she was necessarily part of those conversations. I think this was more narcissistic control on the part of mom than it was of everybody else.
What really freaks me out here is the periodontist, they make a shit ton of money. So, okay, let's say the kids are moved to South Florida from Tallahassee. The family really wants the grandkids around. You know what? Being the great uncle that you are, you could have flown them on a regular basis back, or you could have had the family go see them. There are ways to do this without killing their dad.
Yeah, that's how a lot of families function. They just they find ways to do these sort of arrangements. And it works out if everyone can be civil about it. It's not the most ideal situation that your grandkids aren't that close to you. But you know what? That's a lot of people that have nothing even to do with murder. I mean, fuck, that's my world. My parents are living, in a completely different state, many, many, many miles away. We see them a couple times a year. But that's, it's life. It's just kind of how things end up working out sometimes. But it has nothing to do with, relationships or things of that nature. But, it's just that amount of control. What this woman wants, she would go to seemingly no ends to get. And you can just kind of read it in her. And then when she got backed into the corner, then she wants to self-destruct. And she wants to disappear because, she'd have to be taking responsibility for her actions, something that, narcissists aren't exactly good at.
Well, and the other thing that gets me is she didn't want the kids to be so far away, but she was willing to jump on a one-way flight to Vietnam.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty freaking far away from your grandkids now, isn't it?
That's because it's all about her at the end of the day. It's not about the grandkids. It's about how she feels and what are people bringing to her. And the situation that she found herself in was not any more focusing about the grandkids. It was focusing on her just not being in trouble and her having some sort of freedom. So that's where she went with that. It's all about her. It's always has been about her. That's why she's destroyed her family and their lives. I can only imagine the stories that we don't know about the Adelson family.
Can you imagine being like an in-law, somebody who isn't part of that family but is brought into the family?
Just basic life stories, like remember that one Christmas when and just things like that. I can only imagine not necessarily involving crime or murder, but just the insanity and the behavior and the control that Donna, I'm sure, exuded onto her children from the day they were born.
Yeah.
It's So,
yep.
Yeah, that would be, and if Wendy does make it out of this without getting charges against her, I'll tell you what, she's got a book I'd like to read. You know?
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.